Guys, I just realized something.
What'd you realize?
So in Tokyuger, I didn't realize that Akira, he's their imaginary friend, right? Because they're children, and, you know, children always have imaginary friends, so, and they can't see him when he's grown up because he lost their imagination, so, you know, yeah, so Akira's their imaginary friend! I just realized that!
Just now?
Yeah!
Oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Deca's Number.
Cue the new theme song! Deca, 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 Simba!
We're live! Watching all the anime! Redcaster, Show Raven,
Equipment Wheeler, Blue Caster, Vegeta's Azeel,
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Light Red,
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellow Caster, Auto Gar.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Alright, so it is December, and finally we have our first theme month here at Cast Ranger.
It's so fucking warm. Like, literally, it's December.
Because it's warm in this studio where we record, because the TV produces heat.
Yep.
Dead heat.
Oh!
So, once again, Greencaster's not here, but also Northcaster isn't here because he wanted to go hunt Krampus.
Something about that.
Yeah. Yes.
Something about some fucking Norwegian Christmas.
It's apparently a German thing.
Whatever.
I don't know.
It's from over there somewhere.
Close enough.
I'm just surprised by this point how we're still doing this.
We really been doing this long? Raven, I'm so proud of you! You said it!
I've said it plenty.
Shut up, Edwin. That's a work joke.
All right! Let's Gizzy Ghost! So, something really pissed me off.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently, so last week, he had 30 days left. This week, apparently, he's like, I have 27 days left, but it literally started where the last episode ended.
No, Lane, it took him 3 days to find the fucker.
No, Lane. It more or less, like, he only has 27 days left, like, at the end of the episode.
So the 3 days happened over the course of last week.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Anyways.
That's the closest we've been to a legit explanation of what happened over these days that the show has produced so far.
Regardless,
what's been happening in all these gaps in between time? Nothing. He's just sitting around in his house waiting for the fucking old man to tell him what's next.
Yeah.
Regardless, the Iguana Ghost Striker fucking kicked so much ass.
It fucking tongue whipped the bitch.
But I love every time Yorisen's just like, Captain Costa!
Yeah.
And then just fucking comes out of nowhere and just fucks shit up.
Buy the toys!
More or less.
Also, screams Hibiki from Symphogear.
I still love B-Dozer.
Yeah.
B-Dozer's fucking cool.
I like how, like, after enough damage, it just, like, decided to ditch the dozer and just fly around and shoot fucking missiles and shit.
Because I'm a motherfucking bitch.
Oh, that's right, yeah, got up and just started shooting missiles. That was fucking cool.
That was an amazing fight, actually.
Yeah. I'll give Coast credit. That was an awesome fight.
But no, more Makoto, this...
Yeah, you know what? I really feel for the guy. Being stuck in, like, a dimension or world that he doesn't know anything about for 10 years.
Being swarmed by ghosts consistently.
And, like, you know, being with his sister and her getting trapped in the icon shit like that. Like, that would make you pissed off. That would be, you know...
I'd be upset.
Yeah, I'd be upset, too. And, like, as he said, like, later in the episode, he's like, it was a living hell. And I'm like, oh, I don't... fucking doubt it in a second.
No, before he said that, one of the weirdest things, like, in case Evan or Raven, you've probably seen Sergeant Frog Dororo, where it's like, or basically, Dororo's the one character that everyone forgot about for the longest time. So Makoto just shouts out, "You all forgot about me. Bitch, you just vanished. It's not like we forgot about you, yeah, but it's more or less because you vanished."
Yeah, well, it was interesting to know, though, that was that Makoto knew it was Takeru the entire fucking time, but Takeru didn't realize it was Makoto until, like, he was like, wait, oh my god, this is where you've been!
Which means he must have either seen what was happening, or someone must have told him about what happened to Ghost.
Or, you are a shitty friend.
Or?
Yeah, that too.
For, like, episode one, Makoto just stares at him through, like, the stone.
He watched Takeru die, and he's just like, eh. Now you get to know what I suffered.
Here's the thing. Earlier on, we see a shot of, like, Makoto holding, like, all four icons he's got. And you can clearly see in one of them, it looks like Newton, but it's supposed to be the Houdini icon.
It has, like, a sticker removed.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's light enough blue that it looks like it's a Newton prop. Mm-hmm. But the Houdini icon, because we've seen a scan of, like, the face of it, it's supposed to be a way darker blue.
Yeah.
What? So they reused the Newton icon prop for the sake of not showing us the color of the Houdini icon.
Just the one problem that I have.
And then they silhouetted it at the end in the eye catch.
There's just one thing that bothers me. Newton, blue. Tutankhamun, light blue. Houdini, dark blue. What the fuck is up with all the blue?
Spectre.
And Nobunaga's purple.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I love every time the fucking belt says that.
I'm actually starting to like Nobunaga a lot more.
Yeah.
Because
I liked it since I saw it. I haven't seen
it. No! This really awesome move during, like, their fight in the junkyard or whatever like that where, like,
where he used the fucking hand.
Yeah, he closed the hand over fucking Ghost's arm and just fucking, like, dropped his arm down. I was like, that's an effective way of using it. And I'm like, holy shit.
He's actually a really neat fighter.
And then he was so pissed off that he just decided to go Tutankhamun and was just like, I'm just gonna trap you in the shadow realm puzzle,
yeah.
Yeah. But then it was really cool, like Gar even agreed too. It was like he just transforms to Newton, doesn't even have to fucking look, and pulls up his left arm and fucking repel cars.
Nonchalant badassness that was just like I'ma sit here. I'm not even going to look at you. I'm just going to raise my arm and just block your shit.
You know what that reminds me of?
All while being sad about his friend.
No, yeah. It's more or less, yeah, I know there's a big giant explosion behind me, but I'm just going to keep walking in the same direction because I'm a badass.
But yeah, it seems Ghost was really, like, learning how to, like, repel specters, and it's cool. Like, I'll give him props. Like he's defending himself really well.
When we were watching the episode, I brought up the fact that between episode 5 and 6, I think, or whenever they took, like, the week off, it was more or less Ghost interacted with Spectre a lot more. So, which Ghost knows how to put up with, like, Makoto's
because there's, like, days that go by, like, each week. They must have skirmished. Because, yeah, like, the first time, like, he fights Spectre again, like, that we see, he's like, oh, I'm this fucker again. And then, like, the next time he's like, oh, I have a bit more confidence now. I'm going to try fighting you again.
Is that paraphrasing or quotations?
What do you mean?
He's paraphrasing.
But, yeah. But anyways, a couple of really interesting things I noticed during the fight with Spectre. Firstly, this was the first time that Spectre henshins directly into a non-Spectre icon. He went right to Nobunaga.
Yep.
That was neat.
Yeah, he did.
We get another Musashi versus Nobunaga fight, which is neat.
It wasn't as good as the first
time. But what was good about it was the fact that when he was transforming into Musashi, the Parker Ghost did a little spinning dance attack.
Fuck you.
And then during the fight, when like Spectre lands a really powerful attack against him, he gets hit so hard that he gets blown back into Oredamashi.
Yeah,
I hate when they do that.
What? How he goes back to his like
main... a form that requires having a different icon in the belt.
Well, that was like when Spectre used like Nobunaga's Kaigan or whatever, like or Mega Drive, and then Ghost was like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to go to Ori.
But at least we see him doing it.
Yeah. It would be like watching fucking Deno Rod form getting smacked and then turning into fucking sword form.
Yeah.
While falling.
It's not your default.
To bring up what you were
it's not how that works.
To bring up what, why, it's more or less because Musashi, like the Musashi outfit is probably a bit more delicate. And where with the park. The parking ghost, I'm going to call it that now.
No,
please don't.
Fine. Parka.
Don't make another hashtag, Gar.
Yeah, you know Anthony will ride that.
He'll ride it hard and fast.
And then he'll just let it go.
Let it go.
The other interesting thing...
I have a heavy object next to me, Lane. I will throw it at you.
Hey, he started it!
I know, but you finished it and made it worse.
That's true.
Giggity. Moving on. The other thing I noticed this episode was that was really interesting to learn was that Saionji apparently has all the remaining icons except for Benkei, which we'll see next week. But yeah, if we open his case, we can clearly see the Goemon, Ryoma, Himiko, Grimm, and Sanzo icons in his briefcase. That's right, I remembered them all.
Good job.
Gotta catch them all. Icons.
Oh, this is what I noticed. So you know, like, the guy who's, like, looking for his friend, who Takaru's helping in this episode?
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that he's wearing Light's fucking jacket from the Tokyuuji Returns movie. It's the same fucking jacket.
It is.
And he even has, like, the R, but it's, like, but the patch was removed. Because a letter on the front of the jacket, but it's, like, you can barely see it.
It has a hood on the jacket.
Yeah, it's fucking Light's Farsi jacket from...
I would never have given enough of a fuck to know
that. Yeah, well, I like Light a lot, so fuck you. I noticed.
We also got a lot of backstory about this whole experiment that Takeru's dad, Ryu, and Saionji did, studying
the point is, considering who was talking and why he was talking...
You know he's bullshitting?
He's bullshitting a fair amount of that, probably.
Exactly.
Well, yeah,
it was probably Ryu who opposed going forward with the experiment, but Saionji probably said fuck it and did it anyway.
Exactly, and he's trying to get it so Makoto goes after Takeru more in anger.
Which is a little odd to do, considering he doesn't know Makoto that well, or even Takeru that well, but despite not knowing him well enough to be able to manipulate him into fighting ghosts just for the sake of collecting the icons, true villain.
No, but it'd be super funny if, because, like, Makoto's always standing over, like, Takeru's dad's grave or whatever like that, and just being like, oh, like, kill your son or something. I'm like, yeah! Too late, buddy. You can't kill his father nor him because they're both dead.
I
don't think that's why he's standing in his grave.
No,
he's fixing the divot.
The funny thing is, the best thing he can do at this point, which also serves another of his objectives, is just to get all the icons because then he prevents Takeru from coming back to life.
That's such a asshole thing to do.
It's kind of a secondary objective though, because obviously his first concern is saving Kanon.
You know. God damn it, that's such a weird name for someone. I'm sorry.
I like it.
Wait.
Yeah.
Your sister's name is Kanon. K-A-N-O-N.
Okay.
Like the anime.
For a second. Anime name.
No, for a second I was going to...
You thought it was Kanon with a C?
Yes. She's the plot.
No, but honestly, what I feel is going to happen is...
That's the weapon of the inevitable Damashi form.
Yeah.
Takeru's going to convince Makoto, oh, like, my father wasn't the bad guy, like, blah, blah, blah. And then he's going to, like, be like, I promise, like, if you help me come back to life, I will help you save your sister no matter what. Like,
yeah,
I actually hope we go to this Ganma world, wherever the
oh,
fuck
you
it is.
Know
like,
we
we're
will.
Going to.
They wouldn't have hinted at it so much if we weren't going to see it more.
I just thought of something. What if when Takeru comes back, he becomes half Ganma?
It'll be so funny.
Let's put it this way. It wouldn't be anywhere near the first time that a human has to become a monster to get the job done.
You're going to agree with me on this. Just like the episode where they finally go, it's like, all right, we need to go to the Ganma world. Makoto just comes in. I'll be your travel guide.
No, he'll be like, I don't want to go back there.
Yeah, I'll just have fucking PTSD, just be like...
Absolutely.
No. And, like, they'll bring Kanon back to, like, being, like, her normal self, and she'll be like, I want to go too. And Mako's like, fuck no!
No.
You've already went through hell,
you're not going back.
No, it's gonna be like, Takeru's female friend.
Akari?
Yeah, Akari's like, you're coming along! And she's, like, dragging him along with rope. He's not even struggling, he's just...
I think Akari wouldn't want to go because it's like, you know, the epitome of unscientific.
Okay, yeah, switch Makoto with...
Onari?
Yeah. Just.
Oh, Onari would jump at the fucking chance to
literally,
go.
Literally, and that, like, he would literally jump in the hole.
He would jump
in the hole.
So, I just wanted to note something.
Yeah.
So, all this mention about how that monolith is what sucked them into the Ganma world.
Uh-huh.
Hey, have you noticed that the sage keeps walking through that thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's
a Genma!
No, that's how they're going to get...
access.
No, Raven's saying that's how they're probably going to get there.
Yeah, is absolutely.
With Sage.
Yeah. Oh, no shit!
100%.
Wait. If Takeru comes back...
It's going to be some Quecko Mundo bullshit.
But will he still see Sage?
I don't know.
Actually, I think we've seen the Ganma world when Takeru died.
That wasn't the Ganma world, but we did see the Ganma world in the flashback of Makoto and Kanon there.
Okay, still remember the thing, though. If you're holding an icon, you can see ghosts. So when he comes back to life, Takeru will still have icons, hence...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I know is once we get more shots of the Ganma world, someone needs to make a Danny Phantom AMV.
Makes you wonder, though, because you know how the Ore...
Challenge accepted.
But you know how the Ore icon is his soul? So when he comes back to life, won't his soul be back in his body? So what's he gonna fucking...
The boost!
Tokan boost, maybe?
The boost is just gonna go straight to being his main form until we get...
But here's the thing.
That's gonna be shame.
We only know for sure that the two icons that require Tokan boost to activate are Goemon and Ryoma.
Well, episode...
What's Ryoma gotta do with this? He's back? Wait, because Ryoma's dead, so does that mean he uses...
Which is funny, because the Ryoma Damashi is dragon-themed.
Imagine it was just like Dukes. Fucking spirit.
I would
Cardinals
be
look like Duke.
So down!
No, it's the ancient... It's the historical figure Ryoma.
Bruce Lee Damashi.
Who apparently had something to do with dragons.
I want Bruce Lee.
He invented the dragon.
Sure, why not?
He was the first! I am the last one!
He's the American Dragon.
So can we talk about the fact that apparently if a Ganma possesses a human for 99 days, they get totally possessed?
Oh, that's stupid. Do you know why? Because no person's going to be possessed by a Ganma for 99 days and Takeru not knowing about it.
You know they'll make it happen at some point in
Rob
the show.
Rob Ford.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to make a Rob Ford joke.
Okay.
Sorry. Donald Trump.
Also, B-Lady came back and Spider-Lantern used his spider powers.
I like that she was like tiny for a little bit, and then...
You'll never get me!
Yeah, and then Billy the Kid just fucking tears her a new asshole.
That wasn't much of a sting.
Also, I really like that they can use the back clock to wind it backwards to, like, see, like, where they went.
Yeah!
That was so cool!
Bro, that was a weird convenient ability.
I want a goddamn back clock now. That's like, I don't even care if I have the Gangun Saber just to chuck it with. I want a back clock.
I was going to buy my own event, like, after Christmas, but if you want to get it now, you can play with my Saber or whatever.
No, it's more or less, like...
Wait, I shouldn't have said
and
that.
And then you just need to get it modified so it's an actual clock.
Ew.
That'd be cool though if you could mod the back clock.
The DX, like the back clock on the show, looks great. The DX back clock, I do not like because it's more or less.
It looks fairly show accurate.
Yeah, but it's more or less because of like the bat design. Just
the bat design is ugly no matter which version.
No, it looks too bulky.
That's why I will
never
have it in
a picture of a bat on the clock.
That's why I will never have it in bat mode. It's either clock or gun.
Yeah, really. You should get the handle painted blue.
That'd be mean, actually.
When's Chase coming back?
Oh, yeah. Interesting news. Sort of personal news, but I had my Ghost Driver custom painted. The faceplate without the bedsheet, I got a custom painted transparent metallic blue, and I got the same tint on the orange handle and belts. So my custom rider cosplay is moving along nicely.
Damn.
I also ordered the shirt. So all I need left to get is the gloves and boots. And I'm done.
Wait, you ordered a Spectre shirt?
No, not a Spectre shirt. Just like a long-sleeved black shirt for the cosplay.
Doki Doki Gosto.
Doki
Doki Ichi.
I like that they're using the Spider Lantern now to like see everything instead of just the
Shiranui.
Wait.
Which made that whole thing kind of pointless.
Yeah, Sage was just being an asshole about it.
I got it. Let's go, Overzeal, Jack, go.
I'll figure that out later.
Yeah, we'll think of it. So
So that second monolith that was in that building that got blown up by Alan. I think the purpose of that is another passage into the Ganma world. Because if that's what they're trying to do, that would explain why they were trying to open the Ganma hole in episode 2.
I liked though that Alan destroyed it because he's like if
it can't fall in the hands of the enemy.
Yeah, he's like, absolutely not. So actually, if I can't use it, no one can.
I'm sorry, but that brought up, like, Transformer flashbacks with me when the Decepticons enslaved humans to make a space bridge on Earth.
You know, now that I think about this whole possible plot line about trying to get to the Ganma world, I kind of hope they do pull a Hueco Mundo where a whole arc of the story is them going through Ganma world to attain some sort of objective.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It would be a first for Kamen Rider to do
have
a
Kamen Rider show spend like, a that whole cool. arc in another world.
That would have been cool, like something in Gaim where like, they get trapped in Helheim and they have no way of getting back or
something.
Yeah,
but then they have the lock vehicles that they...
No, they
no, but that's
vehicles.
Why we're saying in this show they should get like they should go there with no easy way out.
And then basically when they come back, it's like shit, apocalypse. Then series finale.
Sure.
When like basically Ghost, Spectre, Necrom, and whatever riders, if we get more, go into like their final forms and they just fly around the city kicking ass.
Oh yeah, apparently Necrom.
You mean the end of Kiva?
Apparently Necrom shows up in the Genesis movie.
Space.
Because a guy, a fan who like attended the pre-screening of it, like he saw Necrom, but apparently like just saw him briefly, and so he tried to sketch him the best he could. So we got like a rough sketch of what Necrom might look like.
Yeah, I did poke my head at that article for a bit.
Yeah.
Time machine time. Ninjas?
But yes, next week is Benkei, which looks cool.
I'm excited, and also Javel.
And I'm Javel.
The Hisatsu
Geki Chopper.
Oh, right, him.
Yeah, it's called
Go back and listen to Extra Cast Ranger.
I've already listened to that.
Obviously. You
did. I lived it!
Yeah, I lived it.
No, you did.
I loved it!
That requires you to be alive.
Oh.
Please note for the record that Lane just stabbed Gar.
Dead. With nothing.
With
in the neck.
With nothing but the most fervent hopes that you will...
Stabbed with the bell pressure!
That you will attain a ghost driver and come back for our souls.
It's not taking my ghost driver, that's for sure.
Your mission, specifically, is to attain the souls of 15 non-historic creatures.
15 podcasters. Go!
Alright,
ninjas.
He's off on his quest, so we're gonna talk about ninjas.
You know what? I feel bad. I'm gonna revive him.
You ruined it. I was having the perfect dream. You weren't there.
Cool.
I didn't know you dream when you're dead.
I love that I can revive people.
I wonder.
It's a nice feature.
Will I dream?
Dubstep.
So this episode opens on children being bullied and running.
Okay. You know what? I want to get into this right away. Mangetsu is fucking awesome!
Oh,
I
man.
Didn't think he 180'd all of us!
Wow.
Holy shit!
I was not expecting it, I have to say.
Yeah, me either.
Good on you fucking Toei. Jesus.
And also, this was Kasumi the fuck up the episode, which I liked, so yeah.
A Sentai surprise we were not expecting.
Even Yoshitaka was just like, she's got a long way to go, and I was like, if the last fucking ninja says she still needs to learn some shit,
I love it.
Yeah!
I love it. That was basically him just saying, you're gonna fuck up real soon.
No, it's like...
And Fuka got hurt, which made me upset!
Yay!
Made me happy. Fuck you!
This is why I loved my dream.
Fuka wasn't it. Fuka was dying. I was happy.
Yeah, me and Kasumi, you know, we were on a yacht. We were married, had kids, were ninjas.
Fuka was dead.
It was great. Moving
by
on.
By my own hands.
No, Fuka was the deadbeat aunt that I don't like, and she hates me.
So yes, this episode introduces the new villain-type character, Kiboni Mangets, the son of Gengetsu.
That apparently
came out full-sized.
No.
He came out little and then immediately grew to full size. You saw him behind the fucking rice paper wall.
I just like to imagine it's like Hidari Hansoku no Jutsu on the tiny child,
yes.
And it just grows full size.
Exactly.
Full size.
The swelling corpulence.
Again, me and Lane watched it together, and where he announces that he's the son, and the ninjas are just like,
"Is your son?"
And basically, I made a statement where it was like, if this was an older Sentai, they would already have kicked his ass already.
No, do you know what kind of made me realize, though, that Mangetsu was kind of bullshitting all of them? Because Masakage was like, this is her son! And I'm like, why are you, like, praising the shit out of him? He's an idiot! And then I'm like, no, there's gotta be something else.
He didn't know.
He actually didn't know.
He didn't know.
Oh,
that was legit him just being like, no, no, this is the son of my master, out of fealty.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys, don't touch him.
Guys, I just realized...
He's fucking stupid, but just let him do his thing.
No, no, I just realized something. Kyoimon hasn't been in an episode.
She's in next episode, she was in the preview.
Yeah, I know, I won't judge.
Fuck.
How about I call her Rinko? Is that alright?
Sure.
What?
Fuck you.
The voice actress did an anime character.
Okay, sure. Can I just go ahead and say Mangetsu, design-wise, is the ugliest piece of shit the show has produced to date?
He's got a hand on his head.
No, you
many.
Could, no,
many.
You could say that he was a handful.
He's...
more like Handgetsu. But seriously, he's ugly as shit.
I don't mind him.
No, I got what they're... No, I got what they're gonna do.
Boop, second boop. Form?
No. The arms
are they're
just...
gonna Asura him?
No. His arms are gonna come out and they're all gonna do different jutsus.
They're gonna Asura him.
No, do you know what you know what reminded me of something? So, you know how he, like, filled, like, Kasumi's tears up in the thing and then he started drinking it?
Yeah.
This reminded me of that episode of South Park with the Scott Tenorman where he's like, oh, your tears are so delicious.
No. Little children near and far don't know where their parents are. Try directly in this jar. I'll drink it at the bar.
What the fuck?
Orphan Tears by my favorite Martian. Good old band. Anyways,
you know
moving
what,
on.
You know what my response to that is? I'm scared of those orphans! That's a Jumptron joke. I didn't think I'd get to use it.
There it is. But no, I like Mangetsu. He's fucking cool.
He's pretty neat. I do love the 180 he pulls.
Yeah.
Just like...
Wow.
Kazumi and Fuka are just like, oh yeah, we got this plan. We're gonna fucking kick his ass.
Because even...
The two of us can kick his ass on our own while the guys are fighting minions.
No, I know! Even Nagi was like, we shouldn't underestimate him. He might be like pulling our legs on something. I'm like, listen to him! Nagi's the fucking smartest of all the fucking six of them!
Yeah.
God damn!
And then okay, we're gonna fight him all alone, just the two of us. And then he proceeds to beat the fuck out of Fuka.
Nagi's
wow.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta say,
it's so hard to see.
I was still rooting for Kasumi.
I stopped in the middle of that. I was like, what? What?
Yeah.
Holy. He is brutalizing the shit out of her.
That said, there was one moment I just chuckled at. Like, when they start talking about their tea party plan, for some reason the show just starts playing dubstep music.
No. There's one thing.
The most fucking...
intense tea party of all time.
Basically, this new character. I like how he did the 180. I like his background, being the son. There's just one problem I hate. Episode 39.
Because he and his father are going to be endgame.
Probably.
Kyuemon's going to be endgame no matter fucking what.
Well, we'll see.
It's
the show's going any direction at this point.
We only got 10 episodes left. Why do we introduce a new character at this point?
No, just Mangetsu at the end. You are the father!
No. This is how I would have introduced the character. Kill off the wife and basically...
No, like, I don't want to kill Maria.
No.
Did you say Maria?
No, but basically like... They kill
Chicken
her
lady.
Off. They kill her off. They're all celebrating. Masakage's like, fuck, I'm all alone. Then he realizes, like, her fan, like, becomes, like, the sun.
No.
Because of energy.
Go to hell.
Magical.
Also, apparently Kasumi is so fucking badass, she can pilot Shuri Kenshin by her fucking self.
But she's pissed.
Which means
not
operating
only
a Begazor with five fucking rangers... Entirely not needed!
I love it. Like, the earlier episode, we proved we didn't need Fuka. Now we prove we didn't need any of them. One person can pilot, not only pilot by herself, but pull off every finisher it's got! Christmas is coming! Buy our toys!
Can I just, for one moment, I think having anyone in Shurikenshin is a formality.
Yeah.
Because technically, all five of the machines that make that thing up are sentient.
Yeah.
It can pilot itself.
God damn it, Ken.
They're just issuing commands, that's all.
Bitch, they don't have controls in there. They're holding on to swords.
Yeah.
I just realized that. It could fucking pilot itself.
Literally, the only thing that needs to happen is someone needs to pull the crank next to the throne.
Yeah, because you know what? Shinobi Maru is piloting it.
Yes! And we already know that thing acts on its own.
God damn!
Why do we need anyone in there?
I think Raven's just trying to point
And yet, we're still getting that episode, like, maybe next week or the week after, where fucking Tsumuji, yeah. Yoshitaka, and Shishio have to pilot Shuriken Engine.
That's cool, I guess.
But now we know it's not goddamn necessary.
It's that moment where it's like, yeah, Shishio's piloting two of these things.
What was really awesome was at the end, like, Nagi's just like,
he's like, it's really a shuriken or something?
And then she's like, Shinobi Mazu, what should I be like, what should I?
Totally, like, scared out of the fucking...
Geki Atsudaio, I understand why that requires a fuck ton of them.
Yeah.
That kind of is that.
Although, we did prove, apparently, does not need all of them.
Apparently.
Guys, I just realized another thing. They didn't fire the ninjas in this episode.
That's fine.
They haven't done it since they used Hao's Geki Atsu the first time.
But more or less, another thing that I noticed recently is that, I want to say two episodes ago, Kenji walking up, not Kenji.
Yeah, we still don't know what he's
doing.
Walking
off into the bridge.
Yeah, and it's like...
Yeah, that hasn't been explained yet. I'm sure we'll get that shortly.
And from the preview for next week...
You mean Santa Claus Yokai?
No, besides that...
Yeah, it's another Kasumi episode.
Yeah, another failure, but more or less...
Hey, beats a freaking Fuka episode.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Fuck you!
No, it's more or less...
And another Yakumo episode, for that matter.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, the other thing that was great in this episode is Momo Ninja proceeds to refuse the Chozetsu power-up and then stick the fucking Chozetsu Ranger on the Geki Atsu.
Fucking stupid!
No.
That was a cock block!
It was.
I'm okay
with
it.
But, it was a cock block, yes, but...
Think about how that would look.
No, but
no,
you,
I actually
you know what it was?
No,
it was Toei's excuse to not design another fucking suit. That was their only
reason.
They don't
need to design a suit because we've seen Yakumo wearing it, so we know it actually is just something they add on to one of the existing suits.
That's still bullshit, though.
Actually, no, they would have to design the front piece because the shuriken symbol is colored.
God damn it.
More or less, like...
But, ah, no, okay, what she did was cool. The whole fucking Chozetsu Gekiyatsu Midori Giri, that was cool. It was great.
It's like, that's that moment of... It's like, yeah, she goes, like, oh, so it's your turn? So you want to take your turn with this? And she's like, no, the armor really doesn't suit me. I'm going to go ahead and take the two most powerful things we have, stick them together, and see what happens.
And stuff happened.
And fuck did she fuck Mangetsu up.
Pink fire.
But no, for next week, we saw Star Ninja fighting Masakage and Kyuemon in the back. So maybe Kenji's treating, like...
I don't know. We'll find out.
Secret training. That's it.
Sure. And if I saw correctly, too.
Secret training. How do I use my yokai powers?
If I saw correctly, another Shinobi Maru Rodeo Maru team up, which I always enjoy.
I definitely saw Shinobi Maru doing a fucking rider kick.
Rodeo Maru together.
Yeah, I love when those two fucking fight together because it's always awesome.
Look, guys, there is one thing. Next week is episode 40. The countdown begins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, like 7-8 episodes until fucking JoJo premieres.
9?
We'll see. It's usually 47, 48, 49, 50. Who knows?
We'll see.
55. 84.
We'll see, and then the bullshit will be over, and hopefully JoJo will be better.
31.
Speaking of Bon Bon!
Oh god, here we go.
Featured topic.
Tokusou Sentai Dekaranger.
Tokusou Sentai
Dekaranger. Translated into Power Rangers SPD and then back into Japanese. Wow, was SPD an improvement.
Yeah, with like everything.
Okay, so this is our first week of Decasember, our first theme month on Cast Ranger, and we decided that this week we watched episodes 1 to 3 of Dekaranger.
Why?
Next week we're going to watch three other episodes that Gar will be choosing because he's seen the show.
Yes!
And the week after we'll be talking about the movie.
The movie! What about it's 10 not, years later?
That's not
that the, is the movie.
That is the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless we...
Watch the actual
no, we
Dekaranger
haven't talked about
movie.
It yet. We were holding off on the movie specifically
well,
for this month.
Can I at least just say, wait, movie as in like Decca Gold movie or 10 years later movie?
There's two movies?
There's an actual
Yes, there's the Decca Ranger movie.
Fuck.
And then there's the Versus, if you want to watch the Versus.
No, no, that means we have to watch Ranger.
Okay, we'll watch the actual movie for the third week and the 10 years later movie in January. How's that?
Boom, wish.
Let the record show. That's only 1 week.
Alright, anyways, yeah, so we watched the first three episodes of Decca Ranger. It's honestly, it's not
bad. It gets better.
Let's just say I've seen worse.
I will say, though, I'm actually, like, no surprise, I guess, but, you know, I do sometimes, I like other characters other than Pink Rangers, of course, but I actually do like the Pink Ranger, Decca Pink, like, she's actually
Is it because of the gratuitous bath shots?
No, it's not, because she has baths all the fucking time. No,
but she does have baths.
What was super funny
time.
Was, like, at the end of, like, during the ending, they have, like, facts about Decca Ranger, which are pretty cool. So it's like, this is, like, our command center. This is our base. And she's just like, this is where I have my bats, which pretty much translated, I'm naked right now. So.
That's right. That's right, prepubescent boys. Fantasize.
And to think, she's married to Red Racer from Car Ranger.
Cool.
Wait, was that before or after the filming of Decca Ranger?
Midway.
So in the middle of Decca Ranger, she got married.
Yeah.
I wonder if...
Wouldn't it be, like, much older, though?
I wonder if there were less bath scenes in the show after that.
Lane, it's Japan.
True. Okay, anyways,
no.
Moving on.
It's Japan. There were more bath scenes.
No, the age difference in marriage.
No, yeah. I'm talking about after she got married, did the amount of, like, bath scenes change in the show?
I will say this, there aren't a whole lot of bath scenes.
No, didn't. It just was establishing she likes taking warm, relaxing baths.
Okay, that's fine. We didn't need such gratuitous fan service.
The focus episodes of Yumiko, there are bath scenes. Movies, bath scenes. Like
bath scenes.
No.
In the Blu-ray version, uncensored bath scenes.
If only.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
I want to watch that Oh My compilation.
Powerful.
That was my dick.
Yeah! Dick Arranger. That's the name of this episode.
I'm writing that down.
Dick Arranger. You punched me in the dick. Why?
Yep. That's written down.
That's not so funny anymore, is it?
All people watching will have known that.
Okay, so the characters of Decca Ranger are Bon Bon, who's the Red Ranger, Hoji, Decca Blue, Senshan, Decca Green. Jasmine, Decca Yellow, who later on becomes Kyoru Cyan 2, as I like to call her.
And I think, wasn't she like the Pegasus Zodiac in Forza also?
Something like that. And then Yumeko. Yeah.
It's not Yumeko, it's Umeko.
Oh, Umeko, whatever.
Yumeko.
She's like the master of disguise or whatever, and like.
As you can tell from the thumbnail this week.
Yeah. Fucking. And also, Doggy Cougar's ugly in this.
Okay,
Alan just did him so much better.
Let's. I just think we should start by discussing each of the main characters and our opinions of them over these three episodes.
Okay.
Alright, I'll go last since I'm the center.
No, not like individual discussions. We should each discuss each of the individual characters. So, everyone's thoughts on Bon Bon. Go.
Red Ranger trope.
This was more or less when they started to make the Red Rangers more energetic.
I like how spirited he is.
He yells too much.
He's very dedicated to what he does, and I like that.
To be honest, Ichi, he does not change.
I didn't expect it.
Like, of all the Red Rangers, he's the only one that stays the same from beginning to end.
He's a loud, arrogant asshole, even to his own boss.
I don't like...
walking trope.
I know, I understand that, but he still pisses me off.
I don't like his hair.
Yeah.
It's too spiky.
Oh, trust me.
That's why I like seeing him in a Keeper Ranger.
No, watch Decca Ranger versus Magi Ranger. You guys will just be like, what the fuck?
What, does he have regular hair in that movie?
He has regular hair, but... Tetsu, Decca Break, has his hairstyle.
Oh.
It's more or less, they swap hairstyles.
No.
For movies. It's fucking odd. I'm like...
Yeah, so...
And Hoji has the Pink Ranger's hair, and...
Oh, no, she chopped...
Oh, no.
Okay, this is one thing I noticed in Decca Ranger versus Magi Ranger quickly. More or less, all the Decca Rangers, like, all the cast members chopped their hair like midway through can.
Okay. Yeah, so general consensus on Bun Bun, he is annoying.
Oh yeah.
Meh. I can live with it.
As I said, he's dedicated to his cause, which I like.
Yeah, so our opinions kind of differ on him, but I think we can all agree that Hoji is an insufferable fucking twat.
Yeah.
Oh,
he spouts English words stuff from time to time.
Guys, I'm going to make you guys watch episode 36.
Okay.
Was
that Hoji the asshole the episode?
No, this is the most depressing episode.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll talk about that next week. You were going to say?
The five rangers we have here. The overly energetic but really good fighter Red Ranger.
Yep.
Who's an idiot. The Blue Ranger who's a bit full of himself and spouts English words all the time.
Nonsense.
The Pink Ranger who pulls little tricky little things all over the place.
She's an esper.
The Yellow...
Oh, that's Yellow.
Yellow.
Oh,
the Yellow Ranger who is the best at understanding other people.
Because alien...
You know where I'm going with this?
Not really.
Where have we seen this setup of characters before? With pretty much identical colors.
Tokuger.
I was gonna say the ninja.
Oh, there's no green. Yeah.
No, I know. That's why I didn't mention green specifically, but the other four just
Senchan is just Senchan.
Oh shit,
well,
you're right.
Let's get back to our discussion on each character and we'll go one by one.
Hoji is an asshole. Moving on.
Hoji is an asshole.
Here's the thing that pisses me off about him the most. Bun Bun is trying to be friendly. He's trying to be part of the team. Every single time he calls him Buddy or Ivo, Hoji immediately responds,
Don't call me that. Don't call me
friend. Fuck you.
Okay.
Hey, it's a
get out of my face.
It's actually fuck you and the card you, card
okay,
you wrote
and
in.
And obviously they're going to be good buddies because it's like in Forza when Gentaro tried to fucking be friends with Kengo. And Kengo's like, fuck you, I'll never be friends with you. And he's like, oh, you will. What?
No. But the worst part
they never become best friends.
Alright.
Oh, great. The worst part
spoiler
about that... The worst part about that is not only does Hoji reject him trying to be friendly, but he straight up ignores his questions. Like, that one shot in the episode where he's doing the sniping position, and he's like, what is this, Ivo? What is this, buddy? And he not only doesn't answer his questions, he just shrugs him off with a don't call me Ivo and
even
ignores
him. Even though, you know, Bon Bon brought up a very valid point that Hoji glossed over that ended up fucking him over that episode.
Wow, badly. And that was the episode called Perfect Blue. Anime fans will have shuddered just then.
But more or less, yeah.
I saw the episode title and I'm like, nope, I'm done. Nope.
I'm just like,
no.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And Lane had no idea. I'm like, why don't you Google it?
And she's dying of laughter in the corner. And I'm leaving the room.
Perfect Blue.
Hoji and Bon Bon never become friends. But spoilers, in the last episode, Hoji's like, you got this, partner. And Bon Bon's like,
really?
Don't call me that.
It takes the whole show into the last episode.
And then they flip the roles. Because Bon Bon says, don't call me that.
Yeah.
Fuck these two.
There's an episode where Hoji gets possessed by, or like, he gets his body swapped with a monster. Where Hoji calls Bon Bon partner and he's like, cool. Shoots Hoji. He's like, why did you do that? He'll never call me partner.
Yeah.
Nope, that ain't him.
Alright, moving on. Deca Green, Senchan.
We haven't really seen enough of him.
I can already describe how he works.
He's the only actual nice
He's
person.
The one who keeps Bon Bon in check. Because literally, Bon Bon was like, there was a scene where he wanted to just go full on attack the monster by himself, and Hoji's like, no, we should combine, it's an effective strategy, and he's like, whatever, fuck you, and then Senchan's like, no, listen to Hoji, it's very effective, and he's like, alright, let's do it.
That's not
so literally,
what he said.
No, okay, but
no,
that was
you know, you know what he said.
What?
Hoji has seniority.
Yeah.
That was literally what he said. Hey, Bon Bon, Hoji kind of has seniority over all of us. Oh, well, fuck. Okay, let's listen to what he says then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways. Like
I don't know what that word
means. Senchan keeps Bon Bon in line.
Like, I seriously do not know what that word means.
Seniority means he was there first.
Like,
he's been there the longest.
Yeah. He's senpai.
Gar, your lack of vocabulary surprises me sometimes.
Thank you.
You don't get out much, do you?
No, not really. It's more or less school in here and work.
Other than that, therefore
you suck.
Anyways, Sen-chan is the voice of reason and the only level-minded one.
And
from our assessment so far.
Wait, did you just call him the level-headed one? Even though his thinking pose is him doing a handstand?
Oh, good. So
oh, that's
right! So he is Bridge. Good.
I wonder if he goes butter.
No. He does fall in love with an android, though.
Okay.
There is a funny scene, though, where, like, people are getting trapped in a building, and so Bonbon, they go to save them.
Oh, God.
Bonbon's, like, helping a girl who's got, like, her leg caught under a rock.
Oh, my God,
so
the scene.
It's like, oh, wow, you're really cute. Let's go on a date. And Hoji's
While he's fishing this woman out from some rubble, this stupid asshole tries to ask her out.
And worse,
Hoji, having done zero to help, butts in and, like, lifts her to her feet, and he's like, no, go out with me instead. You two are fucking horrible!
But then Sen-chan proceeds to be like, fuck both of you.
Sen-chan
takes her to safety, then later on, they're like, alright, let's go out and we're gonna go on the date with this girl.
She asked him out.
Actually, by the end, Sen-chan ends up with Yumiko.
Oh, okay.
That's cute. Alright, Ducky Yellow, Jasmine.
Hey, my favorite from these three episodes.
Yeah, no, she's... when she's like... Done!
Yeah, she's like she's like a battle freak. She loves to fight. She's got the armored vehicle.
And she's an alien.
And she's a fucking... She's an alien?
Yeah.
You fucking spoiling bastard! I mean, I knew she had Esper powers from
that episode, but they could have been mutant.
Hey, Gar, how many of them are aliens because this is a fucking outer space police force?
Well, Bonbon's actually human.
Yeah, I know. He said he was going back.
He's from KO 35.
But Jasmine is an Esper, which is an alien race.
Okay.
Where basically they're like humans, but they use more than 10% of their
Yeah, brain. I love it. The best scene in those three episodes is that one where they're interrogating like the mastermind of the whole story arc, and he's like, ha, you will never discover my plan.
She touches the table. Oh, here's your I'm just gonna repeat your plan right now out loud.
He's like,
Wait.
No, he's like, you're fucking rude.
Did the narrator say, Jasmine is an expert?
Yeah,
get used to that. That's in every single time.
Can we talk about
every
that annoying narration?
Every time they trans-fucking-form, and he's like, oh, they received backup information from Decapace. They used Decametal to transform into the Decarangers.
We're going to use the fucking Space Sheriff Gavin fucking transformation sequence right now, and you're going to enjoy it.
I guess they thought that would sell.
Yumiko, I got enough of it.
But, yeah, other than that...
No, I like her. She's cute.
Well, I'm
Yumiko,
just going to close
she's cute.
That
sums it up. That's what she is.
And she disguised herself as that one dude.
I did like the first episode, though, where, like...
she was already on the bus?
Yeah, she's like... He's just like, where are you? Why aren't you here? I'm on the bus that the monster's holding.
Okay.
She tries singing a song to everyone to calm them the fuck down. And
but the background,
working.
I love that scene because she's trying to sing this really nice song, but the actual background music of the episode is still playing, and thus no one is having any of it.
It's actually
that one guy on the bus, he's just looking at her, glaring at her, being like, shut the fuck up, we're dying here.
No, it's like in the...
Fuck up, we're gonna die! No, you're not, I'm gonna transform and everything will be K.
And decorate
everything
versus...
will be K! That's like the dub line. It's like, I'm gonna transform and everything's gonna be K.
No, Decaranger versus Magiranger. That's how the Magirangers end up meeting the Decarangers. By Yumiko being stuck in a fucking restaurant by the same fucking alien.
No.
It's like...
By Tenbin?
It's like, why are you here? I was waiting for my date. Shasha, why are you here? I was on my way to a date.
So, I just wanted to point out one fact. Like, you know that big alien monster at the start who's got the bus?
Are you good?
So, like, we find out later that he was involved in criminal activities, but afterwards he had been betrayed and he was just trying to get home. And then, like, the Decarangers just go ham on him and take him down, and there's this one scene where he's in captivity and he's, like, fucking crying.
They cuffed him to a building and he started crying.
And I was like, oh no, he just wants to go home!
Hold it, District 9. How do your weapons work? We just want to go home.
I felt sad for it.
Um, Mega Ranger Robo is cool. It's the first Megazord I've ever seen that could actually, you know, dodge and roll and shit.
Despite how stupid of a name it has.
Also, I love how, like, all the sirens that are on it.
Yeah. Too many sirens.
Decker Ranger Robo.
All of the sirens!
I will say
that
this.
That sound gets really fucking annoying.
No, I was, fuck both of you!
No,
I was about to say, I actually really like that sound. I've never gotten tired of it. Just wham, 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 wham. Like, it's cool. I like it.
Oh, trust me. Wait until the Deca base transforms.
Oh, God, I imagine
I should get an SPD morph for just to fucking troll each and just be like, wham, wham.
Anyways, my biggest problem with the Robo is just the name. Literally, it's just called Deca Ranger Robo. Really? Not even Deca Robo?
Nope. Life Man Robo, Sun Vulcan Robo,
Deco.
Battle Fever Robo. Basically, it's...
I don't care if there's a precedent for it, it's stupid.
You're stupid.
Deco Robo.
Yes, that would have been perfect.
Then call it that.
I will!
Okay, anyways, quickly, so Doggy Kruger, like...
Fucking love Doggy Kruger.
No! I'm not doubting that the character himself is bad. Is
but
not badass. Just the appearance of him. This SPD did it so much better. They made him look more alien,
yeah,
which was nice.
You're forgetting the
more
important part.
What?
The fact that he did close his mouth for one scene.
Yeah,
emergency.
I know.
Dick a master.
Yeah, okay. And Doggy and SPD did the same fucking thing.
Anyways, we're not talking about SPD. So yeah, Doggy Kruger
yes,
and Deca Ranger was way fucking
he's the
dumber in terms of the mask. Yeah. His character name actually is Doggy Kruger in this, as opposed to SVD, where his actual name is Anubis, and Doggy was a nickname.
Doggy.
Yeah. But, it was really funny just watching this terrible, terrible animatronic, or whatever the fuck head effect they had going on here for Doggy Kruger, because most of the time he would be talking and his mouth would just be like stuck open, except there was like one or two scenes where like he would close his mouth right at the end of a sentence and it'd be hilarious. And then this other scene where he was reacting to something really shocking and his mouth opened a little further more and it was like
just him and Swan, just oh my god, best, like they're my second favorite couple in Sentai ever.
Are they actually a couple in Deca Ranger?
Did they become a couple? Okay.
Which is interesting because in SPD, Doggy Kruger had a wife.
But more or less, like...
I wanted him and Kat to be together, though, because
no.
It would have been so cute.
No, that would have been awkward.
It would have been a dog and a cat. It would have
been
adorable.
How many divorce papers
there
would
have been? And their child would have been a freak of nature, but
hey,
it's okay because this is SPD.
You know what? For half the show, he thought his wife was fucking dead, so...
But no. other than that, Deca Swan, or Swan Song.
SPD cat.
Sorry, just a minute. It's like, and their child would have been a freaking nature, but that's okay because this is SPD. The Power Rangers equivalent of Men in Black, where there are freaks of nature everywhere.
But cat dog's awesome.
Also, Deca Red has the only cool weapons because you know there's their guns. D stick, D rod, D rod, D stick.
Well, it's supposed to represent
D stick,
D claw, D stick, D
rod, D stick.
Oh, I guess pink doesn't get a unique weapon.
Frankly, neither did the other one.
But no, it's more or less.
But yellow, green, and pink have the same fucking weapon.
Yeah, but guys,
one of them called it a rod instead, just to be different.
Yeah, but Raven, you have to think they're police. Do you expect them to have different weapons?
Blue
Ranger
sure.
Has a claw. I don't think the police used claws.
Also, Deca Ranger.
No, he had a knuckle. It was
knuckle. Yeah, it was
Deca Ranger. Deca Ranger.
Because he attached
the giving the enemy the D.
10 times the D.
Ew.
The SPD.
Ew.
The Space Patrol.
SPD emergency.
The Space Patrol dick.
But yeah, next week I'm going to show you guys the best episodes of Deca Ranger.
I'm scared.
Do you want to tell us and the viewer, listeners?
No, he's going to keep it a surprise until next week.
Okay.
All I'm saying, episode 36, you guys better not look it up or I will hunt you.
I don't care enough to look
Master?
It up.
Too late, I already have. I'm kidding.
I don't care enough to look it up.
Neither do I.
Alright, I will at least say this. One episode will focus on the Sixth Ranger.
Okay. I should hope so.
No, I'm just going to be like, fuck, I'm not going to show them.
Can we watch the Deca Master debut episode?
Yeah,
no.
That's
got to
be one
no,
of them.
No, we have to.
It has
please.
To be
alright, you want to know the synopsis of that episode?
No.
No.
He's
we
want to
watch it.
He's the dog, he's the guard dog of hell. You're the guard dog of hell? I have a morpher. You do?
You're the Gardog of Hell? What the fuck are you doing here?
Cue the roll. No, cue my awesome theme song.
Yeah, and then we want to see him take down 100 mooks.
In one blow.
Okay, just go watch SPD then.
No.
It's
we have.
The
yeah.
Good. It's,
we want to see the Sentai version of it.
Yeah.
It's more or less just his theme going.
Okay, whatever.
Which is
we want to watch it, and we're gonna watch it. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck
fine,
you.
Fine. We'll watch that.
That's what's the show.
Okay, we're gonna watch the Deca Master debut, some episode with fucking Deca Break in it, and then the depressing one you were talking
episode
about.
Episode 36.
There you go.
Deca Break.
That's
yeah.
What the Six Rangers.
The one with the fucking Rev Morpher.
Oh, lovely.
Because he's the detective by daylight. Deca Break.
I liked so much better.
Really?
That he was from the future. He was that little kid!
Yeah, Sam.
Sam. That
anyways, something. That's the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. As always, you can subscribe to us at castranger.podbean.com. Follow us on iTunes and our Facebook page and tweet at us at XZ Studios.
And
feed me
a Patreon
comments!
To pay for our video game.
Sorry?
Don't we? Do we not have a Patreon for
not
our video
yet,
game?
Not yet, but if people would be interested, let me know and I'll consider setting one up.
We haven't done that yet?
No.
It's
been
in
saying
the
it for a while, and we haven't come up with rewards.
Alright, bye!
The Christmas album.